news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, a little chilly on this last day of winter. 49 as we get started, for heading for a high in the 60s, is Dr. Bill. Full forecast on the way, and he'll update us coming up in just a second. Also, it is a Tuesday. That means Quinn Hillier joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. And by the way, speaking of the last of winter, supermoon. Last chance to see the supermoon tomorrow night. We'll talk about that more coming up. Here's traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries at Ziegler Boulevard right in front of Langham Park. They're moving off to the side of the road. Be patient through there. You've got the road blockage. Beyond that, a perfect start. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's a good ride in. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association. Member FDIC.
Radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines right now on Mobile Mornings.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A senior alert has been issued this morning, and authorities need your help right now. 64-year-old Eddie Watson of Lee County is missing. He was last seen Monday afternoon in Phoenix City. The Alabama law enforcement has issued that silver alert once again for Eddie Watson. He's described as 5'7", weighing 265 pounds, and he is bald. He does have a condition that could impair his judgment. Watson's believed to be driving a 2000 GMC Sierra with Alabama license plate, which reads 5316376. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact the Lee County Sheriff's Office at area code 334-737-7131 or simply call 911. We have more information this morning into a very startling headline. It happened yesterday morning when a van crashed into a local gas station early Monday morning. Mobile police are right now reviewing that surveillance video. In that video, the white van, which does belong to the Mobile County Public School System, crashes into the building around 4:30 a.m. Monday morning. That surveillance video also shows the van moments before it slams into the building. The gas station and convenience store is located right there on Mont Lamar Drive and Michael Boulevard. The owner of the gas station says that they were alerted by an employee calling them. At least two people may have been in that vehicle at the time of the crash, one even hopping out and surveying all the damage that was caused. Thankfully, no one was injured in the store since they were not open at this hour. Now, Mobile County Public School and their system officials, they do confirm the van was stolen from the Continuous Learning Center in Tomanville around 2 a.m. But good news, there's a GPS on that van, which will allow authorities to track its whereabouts. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 611 FM Talk 106.5. That's actually a store just down the street from us. We talked to Chad Petrie about it some yesterday from News 5, but if you've seen the video or pictures by now, I'll tell you, there's a store owner who had taken precautions to keep this from happening, and still it happened with a stolen Mobile County Public Schools van.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you, and I know about those pylons because, you know, so many of those stores have had to put the pylons in front, those poles right there at the parking places that would be in front of the store where the glass is, you know, so you can't run through them. And I always worry about them when I'm pulling up. I'm like, I want to pull up enough. I'm not the tail of my truck isn't hanging out, but I don't want to obviously bump one of those pylons. He's got those down the front, and then the metal bars on the window. So what did the dirt bags do? We'll just take a van that belongs to the taxpayers that takes children to do things, and we'll ram it through there.
They always find a way around it. You know, I always thought those poles were for kids and young teens to show their athleticism.
To jump
over those poles.
If you don't make it.
It's a dangerous game. I was never one of the most athletic, but didn't stop me from trying.
You know, I had a buddy that growing up had such good, and I didn't know this was a term back then because, well, we didn't know terms like, had core strength.
Yes.
Core strength could grab not those small poles, but like a metal lamp pole, something like that, and hold himself out at a 90.
Like a flag. Oh, man.
Back then I was amazed, and now I'm going, there's no way possibly without some lift assist, without having somebody put some kind of brackets under me that I could do. I remember him doing that, and it was kind of cool back then, but in retrospect, now that I'm 46 or something, I go, holy cow, dude.
I'm not sure I could get 1 foot off the ground.
Me neither. So I don't know where that came from. All right. 613 FM Talk 106.5. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new CSpire Business. It's the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in one single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. Tell you what, and speaking of the 8,700 miles of fiber CSpire has, they and a bunch of other companies, a lot of the projects we're seeing right now, I know for Mobile, I don't know for Baldwin County, but things that have traffic issues, have intersections shut down. You see a bunch of work going alongside the road. A lot of those projects right now are new fiber infrastructure going in.
That's good to hear.
It is good to hear.
They're tearing up my neighborhood.
Are they putting fiber?
I'm not sure. I need to go out and ask.
You do, because I've been kind of inquiring, and I have friends that work in business where they work with these companies to put in the infrastructure, and they said, man, they are just busy with putting in fiber and different communication systems through the city. So that's good news.
Yeah, I'm happy about that, because I've been mostly doing the old geezer move, standing by my window and holding the blind down, going, what are they doing out there?
And what you do then is immediately post that up on the Nextdoor app.
Yeah, I need to post it there.
Which, by the way, the Nextdoor app has just been taken over by people that say, there's somebody's cat is doing its business in my yard. You know, and it pops. I'm going to delete the app soon because it'll be a ding, ding, ding. Notice here, and people are like, there's a tabby cat that's gone to the bathroom in my yard 2 days in a row. I'm glad you told 5,000 of us that. Okay, no. All right. News 5 is coming up next.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pensacola's mayor says it's time for the city to enforce a law that makes it illegal for a driver to give money to a panhandler. Mayor Grover Robinson says it's against state law for drivers to give money to panhandlers from the road. He says if the law is enforced, drivers would be fined. Robinson says the legal way to give would be to pull into a parking lot. Some local leaders are hoping to get support for a proposed amendment to Alabama's constitution. Currently, capital murder is the only charge where a defendant must be held without bond. The proposal, backed by Mobile County's district attorney and public safety director, would expand the no bond to offenses punishable by life in prison without parole. Today is the last day you can trade your Mardi Gras beads for donuts at Krispy Kreme on Hillcrest Road in West Mobile. For 12 pounds of beads, basically a grocery bag full, you'll receive a dozen donuts. The beads will go to Augusta Evans School for Students with Special Needs to be recycled and sold next year. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Yesterday, selection Monday for the NCAA Women's Tournament. South Alabama's headed to the NIT, and Dirk Nowitzki passes Wilt Chamberlain in the record books. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday morning, we went through the matchups for the SEC teams that will play in the men's NCAA tournament that begins this week. Yesterday afternoon, the women's NCAA bracket was revealed a little earlier than ESPN intended. The sports network said that an, quote, unfortunate technical error resulted in the 2019 women's tournament bracket being shown on air hours before it was set to be revealed.
You had one job.
They forced the network to move up its selection show by 2 hours.
Jeez Louise.
The show was originally scheduled for 6 o'clock and instead began on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. I wonder if they did that move where you know about a surprise party before you walk in. Because, you know, they show the live shots of the teams
right.
Finding their seating. They say, act surprised. You're the number 3 seed. Just act like you didn't know. That'd be pretty good.
And now y'all... And go.
Two-time national champion Baylor is the overall number 1 seed. Bears are joined by defending national champion Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State on the number 1 seed line. There are 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament, including number 1 seed Mississippi State. The Bulldogs begin their run for a title on Friday night at 8 against number 16 seed Southern University. South Carolina is a 4 seed. Gamecocks will face 13 seed Belmont on Friday at 12:45. 4-seed Texas A&M plays number 13 seed Wright State at 3 p.m. on Friday. Kentucky is a number 6 seed. They'll take on 11 seed Princeton at 10 a.m. on Saturday. 7-seed Missouri plays 10 seed Drake at 3 p.m. on Friday. Auburn and Tennessee were 2 of the last 4 teams to make it into the tournament. The Tigers are a number 10 seed and will play 7-seed BYU at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's the first time since the 2000 NCAA tournament that Auburn's men and women's teams are both in the big dance at the same time. And Tennessee is a number 11 seed. They'll face 6-seed UCLA at noon on Saturday. The women's NIT tournament was announced later last night, and the University of South Alabama Jaguars, fresh off a near Sunbelt Conference tournament title win, are in the WNIT field for the 4th time in school history. The Jags will play their first round game on Friday in Beaumont, Texas, against the Lamar University Cardinals. Game time for the opening round will be announced later today. The Arkansas women's team was one of the first 4 out of the NCAA tournament and are the only SEC team in the WNIT. They'll play at home against Houston on Thursday in the opening round. In NFL news, longtime defensive lineman Haloti Ngata announced his retirement in an Instagram post atop Mount Kilimanjaro. Ngata was holding a banner that read, quote, I'm retiring from the NFL on top.
The 35-year-old went to the Pro Bowl 5 times and won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens back in 2013. Over the past 13 seasons, Nada was the only defensive tackle to record over 500 tackles, 30 sacks, and 4 interceptions for the big man. He played for Baltimore from 2006 to 2014 before being traded to the Lions in Detroit in 2015 and finishing his career with the Philadelphia Eagles. Former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles has agreed to terms on a 1-year deal with the Los Angeles Rams to be Jared Goff's backup, and the Cincinnati Bengals released outside linebacker Vontaze Burfict. All golfers are invited to play in the American Legion Charity Golf Classic. That's coming up this Saturday, March 23rd at Spring Hill Golf Course. They're raising funds to serve local veteran and youth programs and celebrate the American Legion's 100th anniversary. Registration forms available at American Legion posts in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Fees are $75 per golfer or $300 for a 4-person team. Sponsorships still available. Golfers will check in on Saturday between 8 and 9, and the shotgun start starts at 10 a.m. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You didn't even use a pre-recorded sound effect. You just did that on your own.
That was all me.
Okay, that's nice.
Hard to believe, I know.
And so for when I retire, I want to, because Kilimanjaro is on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. I have been, luckily, when I was a child over there in East Africa, could look at Kilimanjaro from the plains of Amboseli there and look up there, but I wanted to climb it back then. Now, hopefully one day. It's 19,000 something feet to the top of Kilimanjaro.
So you are you going to hold up a banner that says, I retire on top?
Yeah, I think so.
Just don't die on top.
Yeah, well, no, I might permanently retire on top. All right, Dr. Bill's forecast coming up next.
This weekend, don't miss the Festival of Flowers at the Providence Hospital campus featuring the Dutch Gardens, a canal, working water wheel, and Dutch windmill. Dutch Gardens featuring artist Brent Smith, free garden and home seminars, Bellengrath Gardens tulip accented spectacular display, Gardener's Galleria, and vendor marketplace, plus Sunday is Family Fun Day. The Festival of Flowers benefiting Providence Hospital's cardiac care unit and sponsored by Providence Hospital Foundation and Wells Fargo. Tickets call 251-539-2050 or online festivaloflowers.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. They do have an accident off Ziegler Boulevard right by Langham Park with injuries. They're trying to move out of the roadway now, but we've got light traffic so far this morning, so it's really not affecting too many people. So far across the Bayway, we look good coming in from the Eastern Shore, and no major backups or delays beyond that accident. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
623 FM Talk 106.5. And time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The name of the woman killed in a Sims car crash has been released. 39-year-old Sonia Denise Jones has been identified as the Mobile woman killed Monday morning around 6:45 a.m. The two-vehicle crash happened on Highway 98 in Sims. Alabama State Troopers say Jones was driving east on Highway 98 when she was hit head-on. She was not wearing her seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver of the other vehicle has been identified as a 17-year-old male. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. As of this hour, no charges have been filed. This back-and-forth weather is making many of us double-check our calendar, asking, what month is it? I'm not sure if you heard about the freeze warning that was issued, but that happened overnight by the National Weather Service. They issued that freeze warning for a number of counties in north and north central Alabama, which were expected to be near freezing or below overnight. I'm telling you, our friends listening, because many of you travel for a living and may have been stunned by the freezing temperatures. Number of counties impacted, Limestone, Madison, Marshall, and Morgan. And then when it comes to the freeze warning, that's in effect from 1 a.m. this morning until 9 a.m. this morning. Central Alabama counties impacted include Calhoun, Blount, Winston, Walker, Lamar, and Marion, and a few more. So those temperatures, of course, not only impacting people, but also trees and plants. So just be mindful of that. Our very own Dr. Bill, he'll join us in a few short minutes to tell us more about the overnight weather, today's weather, and what we can expect, because it's never too early to plan for the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, thanks, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams to have an update on our forecast. Can we get the other... Can we get some mood music here? Can we get...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We jamming now.
Yes. So this story here, I just wanted to set this up here. That's... One of these, I've seen stories like this over the years. I've had stories where somebody with like a license plate that says THC for me gets pulled over. I've been at music festivals over the years. I worked in rock and roll radio for a long time. Dude with the marijuana cat in the hat on and the I smoke weed t-shirt that law enforcement talks with him. And he's like, why are you coming down? Why are you picking me out?
Profiling.
Yeah, profiling me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Saraland police vehicles could be seen on 65 northbound on Monday afternoon after they pulled over a Weed World Candies van. Story from our news partners at WKRG. Saraland PD say they pulled over the vehicle and could smell marijuana. No. Police department reports they said they found items inside the vehicle that tested positive for marijuana. Police say there were five people inside the vehicle, so five dudes in the van. This is almost starting like a Cheech and Chong movie. And all of them were arrested for the possession of marijuana. News 5 reached out to Weed World Candies. They spoke to the company's owner, Balil Muhammad. He says none of his company's products contain THC, so he's not sure why the five people in the company truck were arrested Monday afternoon. He says the truck was heading to the company headquarters in Atlanta. According to the Weed World Candies website, the company was launched in 1999 with the goal, been now around a while, with the goal to get marijuana and hemp legalized. Company tours around the country with loud vehicles. I don't know, like with their graphics like, or their, the, I don't know.
The smell, maybe.
It's loud in your nose to help promote the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. They happened to been rolling through Saraland yesterday, and Saraland says they also had some weed. Their products don't have weed in them, but it sounds like their van did. At least the. We'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An Alabama senator is proposing a bill that could create a lottery in the state. Republican Jim McClendon of Springville is expected to introduce that bill today. The bill would give Alabama voters a chance to approve the lottery, according to a Montgomery newspaper. McClendon sponsored the last major lottery bill in 2016. It cleared the House, but did not pass in the Senate. Police are searching for gunmen who fired more than 30 shots at a home with family inside. This happened Friday night on Warwick Avenue in Pensacola. Kennedy Young was home with his parents making cheese toast when he heard a noise.
So when I put the cheese on top, and as soon as I turned this here, it said peep, 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 peep.
Neighbors in the Austin Park neighborhood of Daphne Hope home surveillance video will catch some thieves. The thieves are seen on video opening unlocked cars, stealing guns, and in one case, the thieves stole the whole vehicle. Baldwin County deputies are again warning drivers to lock their vehicles. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Low to moderate income, uninsured adults are finding hope and healing through the ministry of Victory Health Partners. Victory Health Partners is a faith-based, nonprofit healthcare clinic serving over 16,000 uninsured adults through the Gulf Coast. Patients receive a full spectrum of compassionate and comprehensive healthcare through partnerships with over 150 physicians and specialists. Victory doesn't receive government funding and is grateful for the faithful support from the community. To help support or to volunteer, call Kim Garrett at 251-460-2928.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
The governors of Iowa and Nebraska will tell Vice President Mike Pence what help they may need from the federal government as he tours flood-ravaged portions of Nebraska today. Parts of South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska have emergency situations with flooding, and meteorologist Pedram Javahari tells us the heavy snowfall is now melting into the Mississippi River and heading south.
This is really going to be a multi-day, potentially multi-week event here before conditions improve in large areas of the Midwest and also down towards portions of the Mississippi River Valley, and this is going to be the concern at least the next couple days.
An Associated Press data analysis out this morning shows that in weather stations across America, hot records are being set twice as often as cold ones, all parts of the country now setting more heat records. In Amsterdam, Dutch prosecutors say they are still taking seriously the possibility that the man they have in custody, suspected of killing three people and seriously wounding three more in Utrecht yesterday, had a motive of terrorism. Stock futures picking up gains on Wall Street this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Flower delivery firm FTD has issued a grim warning about its future, saying it could go out of business or shrink its operations by this summer if it doesn't raise enough money to pay down its debt. The flower retailer, which was founded in 1910, has struggled with competition. Last summer, the board initiated a review of alternatives, including a corporate restructuring and cost savings plan. Blackstone Group is nearing a deal to acquire cleaning and emergency restoration services provider ServPro Industries for more than $1 billion, including debt. The Wall Street Journal says the private equity firm has emerged as the winner in an auction for ServPro, which operates a network of more than 1,700 franchisees that specialize in fire, water, mold, and other cleanup services for residential and commercial customers. Crude oil up 31 cents at $59.40 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher after stocks closed higher yesterday with the Dow up 65. And that's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I guess is this our last chat here? Well, today when we talk again next hour, last chat of winter on weather?
We hope we're going to get rid of winter.
I guess on the calendar tomorrow, right, we get into spring?
Yes.
So at that point, it's officially then it can get hot, right?
Well, we can. I'd like to hold off that heat and humidity.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'd like it to hold off to like June, but that's not always.
Stay in the 60s. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm real happy with what's going on right now. I mean, we were joking yesterday. Chamber of Commerce owes you one on this. It looks like a pretty fantastic forecast for the week.
Yeah, it really does. And it's been a long time that we've had a nice stretch of dry weather. And we're going to see it now for today and then all the way through Saturday. And even on Sunday, just a slight chance of a shower. So any kind of significant rain or widespread shower activity is not going to occur until Monday of next week. Today, look for sunny skies, and we'll get up around 68 for this afternoon. We got up to 66 degrees yesterday, and we started out in the 40s and then up to 66 in the afternoon. As for tonight, it's going to be rather chilly. Tonight, it looks like we'll have clear skies, and they're finally getting rid of those high clouds that have been around all weekend and affected us even yesterday. So tonight, with clear skies, we'll get down around 41 or 42 degrees, and quite a few areas will get into the upper 30s tomorrow morning. And then for the rest of the day tomorrow, sunny skies again in the upper 60s. Looking ahead now to Thursday, again, sunny, about 70 degrees. And Friday and Saturday, sunny, both days, and highs in the low 70s. And then finally on Sunday, we'll see clouds increasing and a slight chance of a shower with a high in the mid-70s.
Hey, Dr. Bill, I know we've got some time now till we start hurricane season 2019 for the Atlantic Basin, but on the in the other hemisphere of the world, it's their hurricane season. I saw some of the news coming out of Mozambique and there along the African coast. Wow, a thousand dead maybe in this storm.
They're calling it a high category 2.
Really, that's
but,
it.
When it slammed into that coast. It did incredible damage, and of course the problem there is I don't believe there are any building codes for hurricanes. So as a result, the devastation is just tremendous on it.
So
now, that area does get hurricanes, not as many as we see in the northern Pacific or the North Atlantic, but every so often they do swing into the southeast coast of Africa. Around the country of Mozambique, which covers a large coastal area of Africa.
Sure does. Okay, that's because you already answered part of my next question for you. So, Indian Ocean, Southern Hemisphere, in this time of year, producing hurricanes. So, do the hurricanes travel from east to west in the Indian Ocean, I guess, in this case? It looks like they did the way they do across the Atlantic.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, even in the Southern Hemisphere, it's a east to west movement, or a north to south.
The only difference there is going to be the rotation. Instead of counterclockwise in the Northern Hemisphere, they rotate clockwise in the Southern Hemisphere.
I had that discussion with my son yesterday in the truck, and he said, "No." I said, "Yes." I said, "And the water drains out of the drain the opposite way." He said, "Well, that's another good reason for us to go to Australia, Dad."
Well, there are not as many. We don't see as many hurricanes in the Southern Hemisphere as we do in the Northern.
Why is that?
Well, the Southern Hemisphere, the waters are colder. The continents of the Southern Hemisphere, the oceans are wide open to the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
And so cold water gets into the South Pacific and the South Atlantic, and thus the tropical storms and hurricanes are not as common. They do have quite a few on the north coast of Australia, but elsewhere we don't see that many.
I hate it with the deadly storm here, but I am fascinated by looking at a cyclone in the southern hemisphere and just seeing it traveling, you know, still from east to west, but going the opposite way. I mean, to watch that radar loop is something I think people ought to go do, because you look at it and you say it's not doing something right. Oh, it's going the other way. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist and our educator around here, Dr. Bill Williams, and your weather update. I mean, you ever go watch the radar loop on this one. If you'll go see it, and you're like, something is, when you know, you play forward and it plays the frames of it, and you're like, it's doing something wrong. It's going the opposite way. Same way, you know, I mean, drain water goes mm-hmm. in the southern hemisphere the other way.
Yeah, I've never thought about the big storms churning that way, but I did have the opportunity and the pleasure to go to Australia once.
Did you watch the water go the other way?
Yeah, it was me and a bunch of other teenagers.
Did y'all just sit around the drain and look?
I think the first hotel we went to, probably when everyone went into their rooms, the first thing everyone did was flush the toilet mm-hmm. simultaneously. Just because we'd been told that the water would go that way, and we were also excited to find out for ourselves.
Okay, we have to Google this during the break, or maybe Dr. Bill could shed some more light on it for us. I mean, I'm familiar with the fact that you have a opposite direction for any kind of vortice, right, in the southern hemisphere goes the opposite way. But where does it break? In other words, if the northern hemisphere goes clockwise, right,
mm-hmm.
southern hemisphere counterclockwise, then at the equator, does it just drain all in the same way without having any kind of whirlpool action?
Or maybe it doesn't drain at all. Maybe you can't flush the toilet.
Actually, I've been there. I've been on the equator. I've just never been in the southern hemisphere to any degree. But I didn't pay any attention because I was.
Okay, yesterday I was trying to find the whereabouts of Mama June. Today I'll find out what happens on the equator when you flush the toilet.
There you go. So it's always the highest thought. It's like a think tank here for the questions that perplex us all right here on Mobile Mornings. All right. We'll get Kane with traffic and Kelly with headlines coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, a smooth ride off of Airport, Dolphin, and Moffett and 65. That accident with injuries at Ziegler Boulevard right in front of Langham Park has been moved out of the roadway now. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore, you're accident-free. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings, model 8377. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Google. We've answered the question. You're looking at a flushing toilet on the equator, and it does what?
It looks like you're right. It goes straight down.
Yeah.
So no motion in the tiny little ocean. It just goes straight through the bowl. So
almost like on a plane where they have the suction there through the thing, and it just goes straight down.
Uh-huh.
So then I guess as you get further north or south from the equator, it starts a little bit of motion, and then as you get to the poles, it'll rip your hand off.
Yeah, be careful once you get to the north or south pole.
All right, 6:43, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A number of car break-ins have a Daphne neighborhood on high alert, and now the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help. On Sunday, March 10th, in the Austin Park subdivision in Bell Forest, in the early morning hours, police say there were up to 25 break-ins. Some of the items stolen include cash and guns. Deputies say the suspects seen on surveillance video were targeting unlocked vehicles. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says, quote, "We had over 30 guns last year stolen strictly in our jurisdiction, stolen out of vehicles that are out there on the street." Deputies believe that the very same group that they are looking for now could be responsible for several other break-ins in Baldwin County. They're hoping someone will notice and recognize the people on the surveillance video and let them know. Once again, you are encouraged to lock your vehicle and do not leave your weapons inside your vehicle. If you recognize the suspects involved, you're encouraged to contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. Her attorney says that robocalls were not only illegal, they were cruel. And that's why a Chambers County woman is suing student loan corporation Sallie Mae for damages, because she says they called her more than 200 times attempting to collect on student loans. So the lawsuit was filed last week in the U.S. District Court in the Eastern Division of the Middle District of Alabama, and it claims the company violated the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, also known as TCPA, as the woman requested the calls to stop. The TCPA, they regulate telemarketing and automated telephone systems. The woman's been identified as Lauren Pickard. She's a graduate of Columbus State University in Georgia and is a special education teacher here in Alabama. Sallie Mae, she says, used an automatic telephone dialing system which has the capacity to store or produce telephone numbers to be called. Last October, she says she told them to stop calling her cell phone because she could not afford to make her payments and did not wish to receive further telephone calls. Even then, though, she said she continued to receive calls up to 3 times a day. If you've ever been bothered by a robocall, this would be a very interesting case to watch happening right now. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pensacola's mayor says it's time for the city to enforce a law that makes it illegal for a driver to give money to a panhandler. Mayor Grover Robinson says it's against state law for drivers to give money to panhandlers from the road. He says if the law is enforced, drivers would be fined. Robinson says the legal way to give would be to pull into a parking lot. Some local leaders are hoping to get support for a proposed amendment to Alabama's Constitution. Currently, capital murder is the only charge where a defendant must be held without bond. The proposal, backed by Mobile County's district attorney and public safety director, would expand the no bond to offenses punishable by life in prison without parole. Today is the last day you can trade your Mardi Gras beads for donuts at Krispy Kreme on Hillcrest Road in West Mobile. For 12 pounds of beads, basically a grocery bag full, you'll receive a dozen donuts. The beads will go to Augusta Evans School for Students with Special Needs to be recycled and sold next year. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Austin, I see crews from Arrow all over town, all over Baldwin County. Y'all have expanded.
We did. We acquired Knockout Termite and Pest at the end of the summer last year, and we're happy to say Mike and Sonny and their teams on board with us is just making our team that much larger.
All right, because I know you've got east and a west location for Mobile.
We do. We have a North Baldwin, a Daphne, and a Foley location in Baldwin County.
So pretty much if they're listening to us right now, there's a location of Arrow close to them.
We can take care of your needs for sure.
All right, let's talk about that as we get into this time of year. Of course, mosquito season, as you've told us before, is pretty much year-round now. And we're looking towards swarming season for termites. So now's the time to get that evaluation. You're always talking about a home evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. Call us and we'll get our home evaluator to come out and do an inspection of the property and see what you particularly need on your particular house.
All right. Well, give us directions to find you online and that phone number.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Yesterday, Selection Monday for the NCAA Women's Tournament. South Alabama headed to the NIT, and Dirk Nowitzki passes Wilt Chamberlain in the record books. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday morning, we went through the matchups for the SEC teams that will play in the men's NCAA tournament that begins this week. Yesterday afternoon, the women's NCAA bracket was revealed a little earlier than ESPN intended. The sports network said that an unfortunate technical error resulted in the 2019 women's tournament bracket being shown on air hours before it was set to be revealed. That forced the network to move up its selection show by 2 hours. The show was originally scheduled for 6 p.m. and instead began on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. Two-time national champion Baylor is the overall number one seed. The Bears are joined by defending national champion Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State on the number one seed line. There are 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament, including number one seed Mississippi State. The Bulldogs begin their run for a title on Friday night at 8 against number 16 seed Southern University. South Carolina is a 4 seed. The Gamecocks will face 13 seed Belmont on Friday at 12:45. 4 seed Texas A&M plays 13 seed Wright State at 3 p.m. on Friday. Kentucky is a 6 seed. They'll take on number 11 seed Princeton at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Number 7 seed Missouri plays number 10 seed Drake at 3 o'clock on Friday. Auburn and Tennessee were 2 of the 4 last teams in the tournament. The Tigers are a number 10 seed and will play number 7 seed BYU at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's the first time since the 2000 NCAA tournament that Auburn's men and women's teams are in the big dance at the same time. And Tennessee, a number 11 seed, they'll face 6 seed UCLA at noon on Saturday. The women's NIT tournament was announced later last night on time, and the University of South Alabama Jaguars, fresh off a near Sun Belt Conference tournament title win, are in the WNIT field for the 4th time in school history. The Jags will play their first round game on Friday in Beaumont, Texas, against the Lamar University Cardinals. Game time for the opening round will be announced later today. In NFL news, longtime defensive lineman Haloti Ngata announced his retirement in an Instagram post atop Mount Kilimanjaro. Ngata was holding a banner that read, quote, "I'm retiring from the NFL on top." The 35-year-old went to the Pro Bowl 5 times and won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens in 2013. Former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles has agreed to terms on a 1-year deal with the Los Angeles Rams to be Jared Goff's backup, and the Cincinnati Bengals released outside linebacker Vontaze Burfict. In the NBA last night, the Denver Nuggets clinched a playoff spot with a 114-105 win over the Boston Celtics. New Orleans beat Dallas 129-125. In the loss, Mavericks future Hall of Famer Dirk Nowitzki passed Hall of Famer Wilt Chamberlain for the 6th most points scored of all time. The San Antonio Spurs extended their win streak to 9 in a row with a 111-105 victory over Golden State, and Toronto beat the New York Knicks 128-92. 6:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, accident free conditions continue as traffic building now from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway, westbound I-10, starting to see heavier traffic into the downtown area, but it's all running smooth all the way to the 1065 split. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile with great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Pre-qualified at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. 65 for the high today, says Dr. Bill. Right now, 49. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Attention, Walmart shoppers. Get set to say goodbye to the Savings Catcher program. Walmart says they're ending the program, which allows customers to find the lowest available prices. The nation's largest retailer made the announcement yesterday, saying that the program will come to a close in May. The program offered exclusively to their app users, and it allowed their customers to submit their receipts to see if a lower price was found at a competitor. If there was a difference between the two prices, well, you received an e-gift card, which could be used at a later time. Walmart says, quote, since the introduction of the program, we've worked hard to lower prices on thousands of everyday items across our stores, which has resulted in our prices winning the vast majority of the time when you submit receipts to Savings Catcher. The last day to submit a Walmart Pay e-receipt to Savings Catcher will be May 14th. Any e-gift cards remaining on a customer's app, those will still be valid. If you still have Mardi Gras fever, we'll turn those beads in today and receive a sweet treat. Each 12-pound bag of beads donated to Krispy Kreme means you get rewarded with a dozen free glazed donuts at the store on Hillcrest Road here in Mobile or on South McKenzie Street in Foley. For more than 20 years, this sweet option is offered after Mardi Gras, as the beads are then given to the students at Augusta Evans School here in Mobile. The students then clean the beads and sort them, and then they sell the beads to Mardi Gras Mystic Societies and to the general public. This is the school's main fundraiser each year. So today is your last day to participate in the Beads for Donuts program. Krispy Kreme will accept those beads from 7 a.m. this morning until 10 p.m. this evening. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 106.5. And tomorrow, the last of the trifecta of supermoons for the year. More from Westwood One.
This month's supermoon happens on the same day as the spring equinox. The last time that happened was March of 1981.
That's a moon in the sky. It's called the moon.
Astronomers say the moon will appear brighter and bigger in the night sky across all time zones for those with no clouds or inclement weather. It also nearly coincides with an asteroid passing close to Earth. 2019 EA2 will zip by Earth about 190,000 miles away, closer than the moon. At 79 feet in diameter, it's slightly larger than the asteroid that streaked through the sky over Chelyabinsk, Russia in 2013. 2019 EA2 is expected to pass by safely and without incident. Look out for the supermoon at about 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday night. I'm Scott Carr.
All right, and also good news that any kind of story about moons and asteroids in space keeps the B-52s getting royalty checks for music used in the reports. All right, we'll talk more about the moon and spring arriving tomorrow with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He's on the way in just a little bit. We'll check in with News 5 next, right here on Mobile Mornings.